Hey, EDC Mobile Statewide 1, monitoring.
Hey, NYU, Dave, you around? We're looking for you.
Yep, I'm up. Sorry, I've been trying to get ready, but I'm here. What's up? Okay, I'm good there, Wally. What you need? Are you guys on stage around 2:06? I can hop over there. Okay, I'll hop over there. Can you wait?
Have a meeting.
KYNU on statewide 1. KYNU on statewide 1.
Good morning, Dave, NHWRO.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Oh, very good. A little ahead of schedule. I'm Grosbeck and Hall now, and most of the gang's over in FBI, if you're interested. I think you called out once.
Yeah, I tried to get in a couple times, and then Joe was talking, so I haven't been able to hop on. But, yeah.
Thanks for the laugh early in the morning. Yeah, I totally understand.
How's your morning going?
Oh, yeah, I can't complain at all. It's a good drive. I had to fill up the gas, but I got an early start, so we are all good.
Good, good. I got up a little bit later than what I wanted, but it's okay. Got everything finished and thrown in the bag, and I think we're good for today.
Yeah, you got Sean getting the bagels right now, and then Wally's getting the box of coffee, so I think it's coming together.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I know Mike's on the way. He was on the radio, and so, like I said, it'll be a good day. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to see it. I know Lance said he won't be able to make it this morning, but Riley's on the way today, and then Mike from Oakland County is coming out here, and then Keith from Wayne. So not sure about Jim yet, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, always to be expected. Some may not show up from the original roster. Passing Elizabeth and Grosbeck. That site over there looks very familiar. But, yeah, we'll see. And whatever comes, and guys can have a good meeting here.
Hey, Tim, can you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Stop at that Tim Hortons, order some coffee. I wanted to stop at the one here at the 26th, and they told me 15 minutes for a box of coffee. Apparently, it's one of those things you have to order. And you're ahead of me now. I'm just getting on the highway, and I'll pick it up if they say it's 15-minute wait.
Which Tim Hortons are we talking about? Is there one on Grosbeck here? Can't remember.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You don't go to those things. It's right across the street and down a little bit. There's a Tim Hortons there. I think that's it. Isn't that right, Dave? Isn't that right across the street, basically?
Yeah, that's from it's just right across the street from Tom Tech here, so you should be able to get in and out. There's nobody over there. Looks like they're open. I don't know. I'll see.
Yeah, no problem. I got that. And Wally, I can cover that. That's not an issue. NHWRO.
Pay for it. That's not a problem. I just didn't think there was a time delay for it. I figured they just grabbed on those boxes and shoved it under the coffee pot and filled it up.
Copy that. No issues.
Yeah, if you're still there, you have to wait. I'll come get it. Like I said, I'm going up on 23 mile now. Traffic's, well, you know this. Traffic is just flying Saturday morning and nobody's going anywhere. Morning, Dave.
Good morning. Sorry, I tried to hop on the FBI channel there, and that didn't happen. Joe was on there, and I couldn't get a word in edgewise.
I figured that's what happened. That's why when I put my scan head back on, and I figured that's what had happened. So, yeah, we're all talking about other things, and of course, you know, he changes the subject and, you know, to something that he knows something about, which is fine. I mean, that's okay. I get it, but, you know, okay, we're trying to organize things just a tad. The changes the subject, so, and I don't think any of us are into HF stuff. I'm not, so I don't know if Tim is or not. I don't think you are, so I'm not sure who else is here. Tim, you're still here, I'm sure. You don't have an HF anything, do you, WAB?
Yeah, no, HF? No, I don't do HF. I'm a tech.
Well, that's easy to fix. Just take a test. Now that the glove is back to working.
Not my highest priority, but it's on the horizon.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, no, I'm a tech still, but I'm working on it. So eventually I'll get over there.
Yeah, it's just those flashcards and that little ham study guide app or whatever, and that's how I get it. And it went pretty well. It's not even as difficult as the technician test, so it's not like it was in the old days when you had to go 13 minutes or 13 words a minute. So I don't know if Sean had to do that. Let's ask him when he gets back. Was that a thing? You know, I don't know. 21 mile, 1 mile north of 21 mile. So, Tim, you going to watch the big game at Wrigley Field today?
Yes, sir. Certainly planning to do it to see, I forget his number, but Mason, if he gets out there to play. Hey, listen, I'm designated here at Timmy's. I'm going to get that coffee, so I'll be on HT, see if that works. NAWRO.
Right there, HT, and this will work absolutely flawless. Where are you, Dave?
I'm here now. So is Mike.
Okay, I'm going by Hall Road. It was Grosbeck just south of Elizabeth or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just directly across from Tim Hortons. It's like diagonally.
Got it. Go ahead. I'll scan here in 2-6. You guys need anything for me to grab on the way? WAVD.
KYNU monitor.
WAVD, NAWRO.
Go ahead.
So I got one box, not a problem. They're cooking some more, or making some more. The one box only serves 12. Do you want to get another one? Do you want to get the other one? Copy that. Let's split it, though. I'll take care of half, so I'll get a second one. I'll have them do it right now. NAWRO.
South Metro exit right now. I'm going to head up north, and I was heading that way just in case you needed help or something.
WAVD.
Hey, Ken, you still there?
WAVD.
All right. KEA NYU. WVD. We need access, please.
Yep. Sean's on the way up. KEA mute VD. Well, Sean's on the way down right now.
Thank you. WVD.
Andy, that's PQ looking on statewide one.
EB1. KE8LAX. KE8LAX. KE8ZRI.
KE8.
KE8. ZRI listening.
KFAEFV monitoring from Twining, Michigan on the Penn County repeater statewide one.
This is QO Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Maybe just jump bands to digital and that sounds better?
KE8WUO sounds a lot better. I'm picking you up loud and clear.
Have you did any or tried to do anything with the ResGrid and trying to put that on a local instance by any chance?
I've been busy with a lot of other things. It's been kind of a crazy. KE8.
That worked a call sign once.
Yeah, okay. Hopefully you're able to hear the whole transmission and not just a call sign, but I am indoors, so, and on an HT, so that might have something to do with spot transmission.
Okay, well, I was just turning on my digital meter thing in the basement because I guess I turned it off for some reason.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I still got to get mine up and running. I got the All-Star node up and running, but I still got to get that MMDVM thing up and running as well. I'd like to get it working P25 and DMR, I got too many projects. I'm just trying to do everything all the time.
Are you currently working on any fun projects while you're chatting?
No, I got to run out and get pizza here in a minute. So I got about 5-6 minutes, and then I got to get in the car and go pick up some pizza. So I'm excited for that. I'm dog sitting today, too, so I got 3 dogs here. And, I don't know. That's about it for right this moment, but I do have some plans for later tonight.
Yeah, I was looking at some IP mesh networking stuff, and that kind of looks fun to look into sometime, maybe. I don't necessarily know how practical or useful it would be, or if it even could be of any use to our ARPSC group by any chance.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I think the MI6 would be our, the worthy goal to try to get into and get on and get working. But, I don't know. I think all those options and modes, it would be kind of good accomplishments to tackle just to accomplish. I think it'd be cool to learn that stuff, but I can't really take on any new projects at this point.
What's the project you're currently working on right now?
Well, I have maybe a dozen, maybe a few more radios I have to program for Anthony, KE8RUH. I have the All-Star node I want to get kind of changed because it's running what version, what operating system they suggest, but I want to get it running with All-Star 3. Then I want to get that hosted on some sort of website, or I'll probably put it on Azure and then add my domain to it, and I'm thinking about using WireGuard to SSH into it, and kind of make my own little VPN network, and that way I can programmatically send it commands as a proof of concept. I have to start working on the netlog and get that going, especially in the VFTO side of things. And I need to get this repeater up and going. I'm sure there's more. There's Microsoft 365 suite. I want to get kind of working better. There's just a lot. There's a lot going on.
My ears are ringing.
What are you trying to do with hosting All-Star in the cloud? Is that, cause like, as far as I know, that's a physical thing that you have in your room with you. And also on your WireGuard, now I've set up a WireGuard VPN before. I have it from my phone and going through, I think it's Google Cloud, and then on paper I can get into my whole home network if I wanted.
Yep, that's exactly what I want to do, and so that'll be cool. And I did hear Anthony out there. How's it going, sir? I'll send it over to you, K-E-A-R-U-H.
Pretty good. Just flicked the radio on and headed home. I was out hunting all day, and turned the radio on and started listening to you guys. Surprisingly, was on the Detroit repeater at 30 and North Ave and was hearing you guys, and then switched over to Mount Clemens where I was actually able to get in. So, yeah, sounds like you guys got all your hands full with projects and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, for sure. We've got a lot going on, a lot of good things. So, but I'm gonna take a quick minute to get my bearings and get in the car and go get this pizza, but I'll be monitoring, and I'll be, like, back in, like, 5 minutes, tops.
Pizza is definitely a very good priority to have, and a very high one at that, too.
It's bad. I'm starving right now.
K-E-A-W-E-O, I am back. You guys still out there?
I still am. It's a double nipple. A UHF or VHF repeater, because that looks like it's the 5.5 that I see is a UHF repeater, not VHF.
Yeah, I don't really pay much attention because the radio I have programmed it a long time ago. Nowadays, I just what frequency it's on doesn't really matter to me usually, but yeah, I have to look. But that might be a good one. I analog with me, only the DMR. So,
NAWRO.
And Anthony, I didn't forget about you. I will send it over to Tim, and then Tim might send it over to Anthony if you could.
Yeah, Darren, the double nickel is indeed UHF 443.55. Over to Anthony.
You listening, guys? I'm on some pretty dark roads here, so I'm just trying to pay attention, get on the expressway.
That's probably a good idea. You be careful, drive safe, and just do want to let you know that I'm slowly trying to chip away at those darn radios. Especially the ones are a little bit of a, you know, an undertaking, but we're getting there. And then, Darren, you still out there, too?
I'm still out here somewhere.
Copy that. Okay. But, yeah, so you had some fun with the WireGuard and got that all up and running and able to get on your local area network from wherever?
Are you asking that if I did that, or are you asking if, or are you saying that you did that?
I thought you said that you did that. I thought you said you played with it and got it working at your house at some point. But, yeah, that's kind of roughly what I planned to do.
Yeah, I had successfully managed to get in from get into the home network from outside into the Google network and from my phone. I haven't yet figured out how to re-get that working since I switched over to iPhone, but that's supposedly a minor issue, I think. I'm not certain.
Gotcha. I don't know. It could be an interesting project. It should be one to knock out and get done. And Tim, got any anything to report from today other than that it went well, or just dropping it by 88WRO or NAWRO?
NAWRO. No, the meeting did go well, as far as I know, because I was in a big meeting. But it was kind of fun to show off that EOC, which you saw for the set, so you know what it looks like. But I think they were kind of impressed, which is good. But the big news of the night for me is, Darren, what do you have? I didn't realize you were on DMR. That's a good signal. I like it. So, Darren, what are you running? What do you have?
For a Radtel RT4D, I believe it's called. There is a newer version of it, RT60, but I'm on the older one, the fourth gen, I guess. I think it's fourth gen at least. Either way, it works reasonably well. I have a lot of the contacts in Michigan, as far as I'm aware, and maybe some few other states. I'm not really certain on that. It looks like it, on paper, could do a lot more context than I've put into it. I just haven't bothered to figure out how to filter it to be a more reasonably large set.
Perhaps he is picking up his pizza. So that's really good. I like that signal. Of course, I'm double monitoring, so it's an echo here. I got to turn you off. But your idea is showing up on both of my radios, and everything was good from this end, and the signal sounds good, so very good.
Were you saying that you were using a hotspot? Radtel, is that the DMR?
What, could you repeat that, John? Because I didn't catch really what you were saying. I heard it in and out because my radio was trying to switch between the local hotspot and the real repeater.
I think that kind of answers my question. I was wondering if you were on a hotspot with like an analog HD or if you were on a DMR.
Yeah, I'm using a DMR radio. I have it going out to Mount Clemens right now. The local repeater was hotspot thing. It was trying to connect to that for some reason. I don't necessarily know why, but I kind of just told it, just ignore the local one. It's not working right now because I probably didn't plug in the cable.
Copy that. Yeah. You don't have to try the double nickel and then the Lance Cruise repeaters. I think those both will be pretty decent ones for, like, you and I to have it, just based on our locations. And I think there's both computers and stuff, but yeah, sounds good. But
couldn't quite tell if you turned it over to me, John. You were pixelated a little there, or digitized, or whatever we call it. But yeah, that's good, Darren. That's I'm glad that you're on. So, well, with that, I'm gonna drop out. So you guys have a good night, and we'll talk at another time. NAWRO, I'll be clear. Go ahead, Darren. I'll turn it over to you.
I'm just trying to punch the number in right now for the double nickel.
All right. Well, I'm going to run in and grab this pizza, so I'm going to be away from the radio for like 10 minutes. This is KE8WUO 73s for now. KE8WUO. I've got the pizza.
Hey, John, the double nickel 443.55. I just called out over there. I didn't hear you. What was the other two frequencies that you were suggesting as maybes?
you're breaking up a little bit there, Darren. I heard you say something about the double nickel, and I didn't really get all of it.
You mentioned about switching over to the double nickel. I switched over to the double nickel, threw my call sign out. I didn't think I heard you yet call back. I was just kind of curious if what the other frequency was that you were suggesting.
I think they're asking about the Lance Cruise frequency, and
I was trying the NALC VHF, which is only 6 miles away from home, and I've not been able to get into it. So I'm thinking that's not going to work for me right now.
KEXLAX, listening, statewide one. KEXLAX.
KEXLAX, monitoring, statewide.